Thank you and good morning. With more than 1,000 California residents left homeless due to wildfires, Governor Jerry Brown requested a federal disaster declaration on Tuesday and requested the federal government release money for recovery efforts. Fires in Lake, Napa, Calaveras, and Amador counties have scorched more than 117 square miles combined and killed three people in Lake County alone. Thousands of homes and outbuildings have burned down or been damaged, and many residents are without power due to damage to infrastructure. It was only on Monday that residents near Middletown were allowed to return home, and at one point, more than 19,000 residents were ordered to evacuate from active fire areas. The Lake Fire stands at 80% containment, and thousands of personnel remain assigned to that blaze. Ferndale police arrested two people following a violent altercation with one suspect at just after midnight on Tuesday morning. A Ferndale officer on patrol on Highway 211 conducted a traffic stop on a car driven by 37-year-old Fortuna man Gerald Peck with 33-year-old Eureka resident Allison Newman as a passenger. Officers found that Newman was subject to a search clause due to her probation status, and as officers were doing a pat-down of Peck, he fled into a nearby field. Officers gave chase and caught up with Peck, but he resisted arrest and fought back, elbowing one officer in the face before he was finally subdued. A search of Newman, Peck, and the car turned up an ounce of methamphetamine, along with syringes and packaging materials. Both were booked into county jail on possession and possession for sale charges. On Monday night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a call from the Willows Police Department in Glenn County, and they informed them that the missing person, Dale Silvey, had been located. Silvey was reported missing by his mother on Saturday after he left Eureka from New Mexico last Tuesday to pick up property he hadn't been heard from since last Thursday. Silvey was located safe and sound. Jordan Christmas has news from Arcata.
A woman who was found dead by a passerby in the Redwood Community Forest on September 10th was identified on Tuesday by the coroner's office as a resident of Tennessee, and the death has been ruled as a suicide. The Arcata Police Department responded to the scene that afternoon, and along with the county coroner's office, both conducted a thorough investigation into the incident. Next of kin have been notified, and law enforcement are currently investigating how the victim arrived to Humboldt County.
Thank you, Jordan. Because I screwed up the date of today's emergency drill at the county airport, we'll run the correct story again this morning. Airport division personnel, along with the County Office of Emergency Service, the Coroner's Office, and the Sheriff's Office Northern Command, will conduct an emergency training exercise this afternoon from 1 until 3 o'clock. The drill will be coordinated through the Sheriff's Command vehicle, although the exact nature of the training emergency at the airport won't be revealed until just before the event begins. Local fire agencies will also participate in the drill, including CAL FIRE, Humboldt Bay Fire, and Arcata. The airport emergency drill is required by the FAA, and the last emergency drill was conducted in 2012. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When vandals cut a fiber-optic cable near Hopland on September 2nd, they interrupted internet and cell phone service for tens of thousands of residents across the region. The outage left AT&T cell phone customers and AT&T internet subscribers without service, while subscribers to competing providers were fine. The outage affected both private enterprise and public. The county lost its communication system due to the cut, and in Mendocino County, emergency services were affected as well. Greg Foster of REDEC spoke about the issue on Tuesday's Talk Shop and pointed out that it's up to cell phone and internet providers to ensure reliability.
It's up to a company to decide whether or not they want to buy access to both fibers, and they would do that to ensure reliability. It's funny, you'll see comments where people go, oh, well, gee, you had to live without your internet for a day. But in fact, so many critical systems are running over this right now that it's broader now.
Businesses across the region were left dead in the water without the means to process sales or credit cards. But as Foster points out, the outage was much more serious for emergency services.
Personally, that's the bigger issue, the critical infrastructure, the critical systems. Do you have an elderly person who is reliant upon some sort of telecommunication system to stay in touch? Was there a disruption in healthcare system?
It came to light in the days after the outage that not all AT&T customers were left without service, and the call is to now ensure that redundant broadband is available for all customers. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.